The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
What time is it?
There is nobody that holds a candle to the king.
You know, I wouldn't be opposed to, like, maybe you build some tag teams here.
We are the absolute best tag team of all time, bar none, the greatest tag team of all time.
Jay White's going to be a star, no matter where he goes.
I'm going to be the guy that spits in the face of cliches. I'm going to be the guy that tells time to f*** off.
Man, what in the world is Joe doing? Just standing. And then I thought to myself, maybe he just likes Jericho's music as much as I do.
I really respect what Chad Gable tried to do tonight. Tried to make a name for himself. I did the same. Remember when I walked in on Raw, right in the middle of John Cena and his open challenge, and I laid him out. Remember that? Of course, that's not what happened tonight, because I am the absolute best in the history of WWE. And I know a lot of people might think that's not true. They might think it's a crazy claim. They might even think that I'm just saying that to rile people up and that I don't believe it myself. But trust me when I say I am the best in the history of WWE.
Ladies and gentlemen, wrestling to the max.
And your hosts, Gary Vaughn, Sean Garmer, and Paul Deezer.
Welcome, everyone, to Wrestling to the Max, episode 252, part 2. And yes, today we are brought to you, like always, by the W2Mnet.com, as well as 411mania.com. And also to let you guys know, you can always find us on wherever you find your podcast, like Apple Podcast, on Wrestling to the Max, or you can go subscribe over there at the W2M Network if you love everyone over there at the W2Mnet.com family. Of course, make sure you go check out the YouTube channel we have. Go subscribe there as well. A lot of cool people have already done that. We appreciate it if you have already. Make sure you go join us there because it is such a great place. And not only that, you get all the content just like you do just on the website. So I am Gary Vaughn, and of course with me is Mr. Sean Garmer.
What's up, everybody?
And tonight, Paul is going to take the night off. He's got a lot of cool stuff going on in his life right now. He's going to go see a really cool concert. And so we said, man, Paul, take a break. Go enjoy yourself. Sean and I got this. We're going to have a great night. And, of course, we want him to have a really good time. So, but, you know, just to let you know what we are going to be talking about on this show is we're going to be getting into some really cool stuff. We'll be talking about the NXT tapings that just took place. Talking about some of the people that'll be a part of those NXT tapings, along with maybe a few things. We'll kind of talk about how much we want to devolve into, and you know, let people know some secrets in that. Plus, we'll also be talking about some other big news coming out of the world of wrestling, WWE, their India stuff that got going on. You're going to be hearing about that. You're also going to be hearing us talk a little bit about Mauro Ranallo. That's right, his status with WWE. We'll be getting into that and a lot more when it comes to quick hits. And trust me, we are going to get into some Superstar of the Week as well. I know Paul's not here to kind of throw in his two cents, but me and Sean feel like we got a pretty good list here we're going to get into. And I think we feel pretty comfortable with who we got winning, as well as, you know, we got some Lucha Underground that we're not doing on this episode, which is kind of weird. But we decided, you know, Paul is really the Lucha Underground guy, and we want him to be able to have his voice heard on that. So we are going to actually save that till next week and let you guys hear maybe a double shot of Lucha Underground, which I think actually will make it a little bit better for all of us to be involved in that too, because Sean and I still have not watched it. So that'll give us an opportunity for that as well. So lots of good stuff coming your way. You don't want to miss a minute of the action, and probably a shorter show, Sean. I know we probably could have held this episode off, but we kind of said, you know what? Let's go ahead and do it. Let's talk about some of the big news topics. We'll actually get a little bit more free time here to kind of really delve into some of these news topics as well. And I think that's good. I think sometimes we need to actually dive in. Talking about diving in, Sean, it is the summertime and it is freaking hot, man. I wish I was diving into a freaking pool.
Yeah, it gets pretty hot and humid over here in Miami as well, especially when you're in some hot-ass big truck unloading freight and having to be in there for 2 or 3, 4 hours at a time. Yeah, that really sucks. But, you know, it tends to even itself out. I mean, we get a lot of rain here too, so it's not like this drought weather.
Yeah, oof. Can you imagine just and never getting any rain? And you know, luckily here in where I'm at in Texas, North Texas to be exact, we have actually got a lot more rain this beginning of this summer, and throughout the spring we got some good rain. So we've actually got to cool off here and there. But there's been some times it's been pretty hot, and I was at work today, and our AC kind of went out, and it was a struggle. It was burning hot, and none of us wanted to be there. Why am I complaining? Because Sean, you had to work in it for at least 3 hours, and I was working in it for 3 to 4 hours myself for a little bit this afternoon, and I was dying. I was like, "Good God, I hate this." But hey, I got a day off out of it. I was supposed to go to work tomorrow, and I'm off, so I win.
Yeah, it's a win, certainly. I mean, obviously, the not getting the money from working sucks, but. Yeah. Having the day off to spend with family and all that stuff is always great.
Exactly. So I'm excited about that part, and it's going to be okay. It's just I just got to go in for a short time tomorrow morning. So hopefully the morning I go in there and do a few things and I'm out of there, I get the rest of the day off, maybe come in for 5-10 minutes and get things done. So, but yeah, I mean, I hope everybody else out there is having a great summer. I know me and Sean are complaining or not complaining, but you know, the summertime, you know, hits you at the beginning and you're just like, oh Lord, when is it going to end? And I know when it gets cold, we'll be, you know, of course, I know in Miami it doesn't get too cold, but when it gets cold, I know a lot of people complain about that too. So there's always something to complain about. So it's just the way it is.
Yeah. don't go on the internet because you will find things that people are complaining about constantly.
Good God. So. If you just get on Facebook alone, there's like complain. It's like, shut up. That's why I know I used to pay a little bit of attention to politics. I kind of quit. I just completely stopped. I said, I'm done. There's never anything good. It's just always someone's doing this or someone's doing that or blah, blah. I'm just like, I'm done. So I want to talk about wrestling, at least wrestling, even though it has some bad things.
And I do want to preface this by saying that by the time you guys are listening to this, in fact, we're taping this after the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. Don't expect any Ring of Honor talk on here. We will do that on Monday. So sorry that we're doing a show after an event and we're not getting to talk to you about it. But hey, Paul's not here and just we haven't had time to watch the show yet. So the intention was to record it before, but we just things happen and we're recording it right now.
Exactly. And I thank you, Sean, for saying that. And, you know, it's not for the fact that we didn't want to, but once again, that's another voice that we want to be heard on that topic. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to hold off on that. And of course, we want to watch it in depth for ourselves. And we'll definitely be covering it. So make sure you don't forget Monday night, of course, Tuesday on the download for you guys. We will have a full, complete coverage of that pay-per-view. Don't miss it. Let's talk some wrestling, Sean. I think it's time for some quick hits. So let's go ahead and dive into that right after this.
It's time for wrestling news. Quick hits.
All right, take it away.
All right. Well, I think the first thing we got to talk about here, Sean, is some news that I found really, really interesting. And I never really saw this coming, to be honest with you. You may have read tons of it. News on this. I really never had. And this was kind of a shock. But Mauro Ranallo is back with WWE. And to preface, don't think that he's back on SmackDown Live. Don't think that he's switching over to the Raw team. No, none of that's happening. He is actually going to join NXT. And, of course, that means more of a flexible schedule for him. But not only that, I mean, it means still a position in the company that he's always wanted to work for. And for the fact of all the things that went down between him and WWE and, of course, you know, JBL, this is a little bit of a shock for me. I thought maybe down the line, like years from now, he may come back. I did not expect it this quickly.
I didn't expect it this quickly either until we had the Conor, McGregor, and Mayweather announcement. And then when all this stuff started going down about, oh, he might reappear again, it hits you that WWE could be doing this just so that they also have to announce him as WWE commentator or whatever during the Mayweather and McGregor fight. And they haven't mentioned Conor McGregor a lot on TV, hoping that maybe he might show up on one of these Raws or maybe a pay-per-view or something before the big fight to get WWE some press. So, you know, doesn't surprise me at all, I guess, at this point. But it is surprising that he would go back to go do NXT, knowing that it's a brand that obviously the people that love him, like us, and most of the people that probably didn't have a problem with him at all, are going to love that he's on NXT, giving a great voice to it. It's going to have its own flair now, the way it should have always been. And now, you know, him and Nigel can rock the house every week, especially with these takeovers. This is going to be fantastic. I wonder if they'll still bring JR in for the UK, if they have a UK match on an NXT pay-per-view or not, but yeah, I mean, this is really cool, and he's just, man, a loss for the main roster, certainly.
You know, it is a loss for the main roster, and Mauro Ranallo, the guy is just so talented. You know, I think for SmackDown Live, it was something special to have him there, and I understand. You know, sometimes things happen, and it's just bad blood, and you can never go back to those situations because, well, let's be honest, him and JBL were not a good fit. And unless you're going to get JBL off that show or you're going to add him to Raw, which they're not. They're not doing that because they already have their lead announcer there, Michael Cole. They had to find something. And this says a lot for Mauro Ranallo, too. You got to think about for the fact that, I mean, a lot of guys, at if you ask me, at his level of announcing would say, I am not taking a secondary job. I'm not going to go down and do the developmental ranks. I expect to be a part of one of the main rosters. His ego is not that way. He just loves the job. He loves wrestling. And I think he says to himself, I get to go and be a part of something that's special because NXT is kind of special. And not only that, I get to kind of be more free to do other things because, well, you know, NXT is kind of like some of these other promotions like Impact Wrestling or Ring of Honor where they'll tape all their shows on one night, two nights, and then he's got the rest of the week, 2 weeks to do whatever he wants to do before he has to come back to WWE. And that's honestly a great schedule for someone like him who has other projects going on. And secondly, I think it will help with his mental health, right, Sean? I mean, because the WWE grind on the main roster is so heavy and you've got to do a lot of stuff. I think mentally that took a toll on him too, besides just the added pressure of other people he was working with.
Yeah, it's just, it's not just the JBL thing. It's the, you got Vince in your ear telling you what to say. And at first he tells you that he's not going to change anything about you. Then, of course, Vince can't help himself. And he does start changing things about him. And it's just, it becomes very not fun to sit there and do that job, right? And once you're not having fun, once you're not enjoying yourself, it becomes a grind, and then you have to decide what you're doing it for. And, of course, I mean, WWE can try all they want to and say that, you know, the JBL thing didn't have anything to do with it or whatever. And perhaps it got more overblown than it should have. And perhaps it was just a bigger mess than it really should have too. But I think there was a part of that in there. And just all that drama and whatever, and they finally decided, okay, well, we're going to have to just part ways here. And then you go back on that, and you know, he says, all right, I'm going to work on a place where Vince is not Tinker at all, and I don't have to worry about what I say and what I don't say, because Triple H has, he wants me to sound like me. He wants it to be called wrestling. He wants it to be, I'm sure they'll still call it sports entertainment, all that junk, but like, it's just the way he calls moves, the what he does, it fits NXT. It's perfect for NXT.
It certainly is, and I think, once again, I mean, I think that this guy has so much talent. I think maybe they'll get some more eyes on NXT for people who really like Mauro Ranallo. I mean, I'm not saying that there's going to be like a million people hit up the network just because of that for NXT. I'm just saying that he does have a fan following, and there are people that really enjoy his work, and so then I'll get some eyes on NXT because of that. The question here, though, is Sean, and we've seen the announced team. I mean, and apparently he's supposed to be color commentating. Whose job is he taking? You know, that's the question I have.
Oh, well, he's taking Tom's place.
Okay, so he's for sure. Because this
allows Tom to just be on SmackDown, because we forgot to talk about this, Gary, but there was a new guy on 205 Live even.
Yes, there is, and I didn't know who he was, to be honest with you.
I didn't know who he was either, but there was a new guy there with Corey Graves, and I thought about it, and I was like, okay, this makes sense. Now, after the Mauro deal, this exclusively makes Tom Phillips the voice of SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And now he only has to worry about SmackDown. All the other shows have their own voices, and that's great.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And, you know, Mauro Ranallo, along with the other two guys he has sitting beside him, who are really, honestly, I think perfect fits for NXT. I think that this is going to be something that's really, you know, positive. And I think, you know, letting Tom go do his own thing and giving this NXT show its own voice is a perfect thing. And I think it's going to work. And I think JR will be back for the UK guys, you know, when they do really the UK matches, the championship matches and those kind of things, because it only makes sense for him to come back and do it for that. But besides that, I think this is good, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Mauro Ranallo return. I just really hope this works out. I hope there's no more issues, and I hope for his mental health, this is a lot easier environment to deal with compared to what the stress and, you know, the all the other components that the main roster brings to the table, you know. So we'll see. I think this is a great deal. Another piece of news that we're going to talk about here is back in the old days of wrestling. But before we get to that, I was going to mention this in the open, Sean, and I kind of blanked on it. So I'm going to just really quickly throw this in here before we talk about something else that's cool in the network we're going to get. On Netflix just released Glow. That's right, that women's wrestling show. And it's 10 episodes, and they're really kind of short episodes. I know, Sean, you've already, you know, got into it. And we may do a review in a couple weeks here, a week or so. But so far, how are you enjoying Glow?
I am really enjoying it. I think certainly anybody that is not a wrestling fan, if you like wrestling at all, if you had any kind of fascination with wrestling, at any point in your life, I think you will find this enjoyable. I think even if you don't like wrestling at all, from a being a just watching it as a TV show, I think you'll like it. It's the Netflix quality. I think certainly if you like a bunch of Netflix shows and you want to get on the train of the next hit one, or this is going to be probably it. So you definitely should check this out. I think also if you're an Allison Brie fan from Community or Mad Men or, you know, any other movie or show she's done, she also does great work on this show, so want to check that out for her. Also Jenji Kohan, Orange is the New Black, Weeds is the director, so you're gonna get to see a lot of, you know, there's feminist ideas in there and stuff like that, but it's it's totally mass as well. It's not just, oh my God, feminism, roar, you know. there's good wrestling. There's cameos from wrestlers that you will know. Not all the time. But it is very much about the characters as well. So you're not going to just get to watch them wrestling all the time, doing moves. And no, you know, there's some wrestling stuff in there, and it's a fun, fun, interesting, and the characters are great, and I'm really enjoying this so far. I'm going to be very interested to see what you and Paul have to say once we get to go further, you know, more detail with a review or whatever. But it's also, it helps that it's 30 to 35 minutes an episode. You're not sitting there giving 45 minutes to an hour for one episode and going, all right, God, I feel like, can I fit another hour in here? It's, all right, I got an hour. I can watch two episodes and you're done.
Yeah. See, that's not bad at all, honestly. I think it's a
plus, sweet Gary, deal. You're going to love it because the soundtrack is great. It's based in the 80s, so.
You know what? I love the 80s. Oh, I love it. So I cannot wait to see what kind of songs they have on this soundtrack.
Yeah.
We built this city. I hope that's in there.
I'll give you a nice little hint. They pull in not the one you would expect, but freaking Stan Bush makes an appearance.
Really?
As part of the soundtrack. So.
Oh, see, I cannot wait.
It is from the Transformers movie.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to that already now. That's great. I'm a big, huge fan of the 80s, and I never actually saw the Glow promotion and the real, you know, promotion. But this makes you want to kind of go back and check it out. But this, it's really cool, and I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be something that's really positive, and hopefully, you know, it is more about the ladies and more about their, you know, their life and all that, and it really is about the wrestling, but the wrestling component is really cool, and I just thought I would mention it because it's something from back in the past that they're trying to kind of touch them on, and we've actually got, I think, another movie that someone, I don't know, Jim Ross or someone,
the documentary is on Netflix too, so if you want to watch this, you never watched that Glow documentary, it's good to have those two together.
See, I didn't even know that. So there you go, people. Like, you learn something new. I have to go check out both of them. And at least next week, if I don't, I may watch an episode or two. I'm not sure I'll finish it. Hopefully I can get some time in to watch all of it. But if I don't, I'm sure Sean and Paul will already binge watched it. And you'll at least get reviews from them. And I'll for sure will watch some episodes so I can kind of throw my two cents in as well if I don't finish it.
I hope it gets a second season because Netflix is now on a binge of feeling that the CEO has now gone on and said that he feels like they can't go more out there if they don't cancel more shows. So hopefully Glow is not one of those where he feels like, oh, one season was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd love to see them be able to, I mean, I don't know if they do at the end of this, but I'd love to see what happens. Like take us through some of the ESPN years. What happens with that? And obviously there's no, I don't know how much of that history is even there at all, you know, but just to show what it's like to start very small and then get on TV, on a big TV product, and what that's like, how that changes them and everything else, that would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what, I would almost want to watch the documentary before I even watch Glow. That way, yeah. I kind of have a base, you know, and, you know, to see really what that was all about. And that way, I kind of have more of a feeling of, you know, hey, this is what they actually dealt with and all that kind of stuff going into it.
It's so funny seeing women. I mean, obviously, if you go back to watching, you know, WWE in the 80s, you'll see them like this too. But it's like compared to what the women wear now to just the, like, the one piece leotard. And they almost all wear that. It's like, wow. How they started, like, so unsexy, kind of, right? In their attire. Yeah. To now it's all about, like, how can we sneak a little. And then it was also like, man, they just, the leotards they were wearing, they were pretty much showing their ass the whole time. And like now it's a little bit more like, oh, we're gonna cover it up a bit here and all that stuff. So it's just kind of funny how one part is very not appealing, and then like you're like, oh well, if you didn't, just wait till they turn around and there you go.
Yeah.
But you know, like you weren't thinking about it. Like I guess like it's not the same way you thought about it in the 90s, I guess, with the bra and panty stuff. It's more of like, well, they're wearing a leotard. And it probably did appease the men, I'm sure. But it's just a different time, I guess, you know.
Yeah, you know, different times have different tastes, right? Like, you know, a lot of the guys like the big hair in the 80s, and that's kind of creeped me out. I've never liked that. But I'm also not from...
The Motley Crue and Poison and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. See, not really much for me there. But yeah, I guess it's kind of like what Lana had, right? I mean, one of those kind of leotard things, right?
And yes.
Yeah. So there you go. So yeah, definitely go check out GLOW if you haven't already. We'll probably talk about, I don't know, Monday, but we made Thursday on that episode. Part two of next week's episode, we'll probably jump into GLOW a little bit more and talk about it with Paul. But yeah, let's move on and talk a little bit about some old stuff that I was trying to, you know, get into just a second ago. Let's talk about the fact that the network is throwing on their old stuff, like the 70s and 80s Madison Square Garden shows. That's right. So if you want to go check out more of that content, it is now available for you to go watch. And I think, Sean, this is really cool, especially for the fact, and I'll be honest with you, I listen to a lot of wrestling podcasts, of course, the most popular ones, you know, Jim Ross, Jericho, Austin. I listen to them on a weekly basis just to kind of see what they have, the people they interview. And you always hear about these Madison Square Garden matches and all these guys that were a part of them and all this, and you're kind of sitting yourself saying, well, if I don't go on YouTube and find it, it's going to be kind of a pain in the neck if I just can't find exactly what I want. Now WWE is giving you that opportunity just to get on the network and go find them, and I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, I think that's great, too. I'm glad that they have understood that, look, okay, we're done with Raw, we're done with SmackDown, we're done with it. We're done with all the current stuff. So let's go use that library that we have of the old stuff and start putting it on there. And if people watch it, great. If they don't, okay. You know, but like, you know, now you have all Tuesday Night Titans are on there. Those are some actually funny shows. And you have, you know, Vince McMahon hosting sometimes. You have Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan hosting sometimes. You get a feeling of how it was in the 80s. And then if you want to go in the Wayback Machine, you get WWE MST house shows, which those are some big house shows back then.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's so fun just to kind of see where wrestling has come since those time periods. And, you know, especially when you go back to the 70s, in fact, that's even more different than, you know, what we're used to now, right? I mean, it's so much more integral. They have so much, you know, less pizzazz to it because of the fact, you know, they'd come to the ring with no music and things like that, where you're like, wait, what's going on here? I have no idea if they're going to add music with the network, but back then, and, you know, even hearing Bruno Sammartino talk about how he was a huge star, but yet he had no interest in music. He just kind of came out to cold silence, you know? So weird. You know,
I think Macho Man was officially the first one to have some kind of entrance music. You know, he had the Pomp and Circumstance song. But, I mean, it's still, like, it's amazing you watch that back then and you go, God, no pizzazz to these guys at all. It was all in the ring. But think about how much you actually had to be charismatic because you didn't have the what Bobby Roode and Shinsuke have now of, oh, my song is going to get me in the building. You didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it was nothing about all the lights and the music and all the things to pump you up. It was just about you and what you presented yourself. And that's, you know, something that, you know, maybe a lot of the younger people don't understand, or maybe just the people even our age who watch those old matches and say, I just don't get it, you know, especially since we kind of grew up watching the Attitude Era. And that may not have been exactly five-star matches, but it was still a lot of entertainment mixed in with a match, whereas back in the 70s and 80s, and really especially in the 70s, it was more about the science and the more about getting the heat through what you were doing in the ring and not so much what you were yelling at the crowd or middle fingers or, you know, just the fact that you have this bad vibe with what you're wearing. A lot of times it was just about those little subtle moves in the ring that make people angry. And that's just so much different than what we're used to. So that's what's great. That you can get an education just by watching the network. And that's what I love, especially for fans kind of like myself who, you know, took a long breaks away from wrestling. I didn't grow up a wrestling fan per se. It took me, honestly, till my years as a teenager to really start getting into the world of wrestling. And now I've known and learned so much, even as a young, you know, adult. And now where I'm at now in my 30s, I feel like I've got such a vast education. And the network, man, if I would have had the network in my teenage years, Sean, I would be well-versed. I would know so much more than I know now. So that's what's cool. Take the opportunity to go check out these Madison Square Garden shows. They are something special, and they were a big deal back then and kind of still a big deal now because a lot of those are very historic. So let's move on and talk a little bit about some of the competitors in the Mae Young Classic. And we've been talking about this for weeks now, and we've named off a lot of people that are being a part of it. But just to kind of let you guys know some more of the people that will be competing in this tournament, I just want to kind of throw out some new names. We got Tessa Blanchard. We also have Appy Laith, which also you may know her as Kimberly. We also got Black Belt Judah Tamira Conti, if I can say, or Conti or whatever. We also have International Bruiser Jazzy Gabbert, which if you're not sure who she is, she's been called Alpha Female, if you just know her by that name. And we also have their great colleague's protege. How do you say this, Sean? Kavita Devi? I'm not sure. I'm making sure I'm saying
Kavita
that right.
Kavita Devi, yes.
Kavita Devi, okay. Yeah, she'll also be competing in this Mae Young Classic. See, a lot of names I'm going to have to learn by watching the Classic, to be honest with you, because these international names always throw me off. But, yeah, we got a few new names in that mix that we just talked about. And I'm excited, Sean. I mean, it seems like week in and week out we're getting more additions that I think actually matter. And it just seems like there's really no wasted space here. It seems like everybody they're adding has a purpose, and they actually have potential to be a part of NXT.
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, and obviously a lot of these women are already signed as well, so that helps that they've kind of kept them off TV for the large part to have them in. You know, Tessa Blanchard has done some great work in Shimmer and in for Stardom as well. Kimberly, obviously known all over the indies. We've seen her a couple times on NXT. Now going to be called Appy Laith. I don't know about that name, but they can certainly chant Abby. That's not going to be hard at all. Alpha Female is going to be cool to see her. Jazzy Gabbert. Well, okay. And, you know, I don't know much about the two NXT ones, but that's why we have the tournament, right? We get to know them. Of course, Bianca Belair also, she won via beating Aaliyah in the a qualifying match that they're going to have at the tapings that you'll get to see on NXT eventually. And then Vanessa Bourne, who's Danielle Camila, she also got through. So, two more that are officially added in there.
Wow. So, there you go. I mean, man, some interesting names. And I'm so happy that they're also in those tapings, kind of, you know, qualifying people to be in the tournament, right? That's really cool. You know, that's exciting because of the fact that, you know, I think when we saw the Cruiserweights coming, it was just like, hey, here's these names we got all through in a basket, and they're all going to be in the tournament. Hey, there you go. This way, it feels so much more special. It has a purpose, and it makes the tournament even more important. It's not just cold, like I just mentioned with the Cruiserweight Classic. So this is super exciting. I mean, I'm thrilled, and I think a lot of people by now, at least listening to us, want to just see this thing. They're probably tired of us talking about it week in, week out. They want to just let's see it, and it's coming. It's coming very soon, so hopefully we'll get to that point, and I'm excited about covering it. So there you go with the names of those. Really quickly here, I think we're also going to talk a little WB in India.
Well,
that's right.
Before we, since we're talking NXT.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. So I'd say go ahead and fast forward for about a minute or two if you don't want to get spoiled. But we have a very well-known Ring of Honor name that made his debut on the NXT tapings that just took place. A certain Bobby Fish is now in NXT.
That's exciting. Bobby Fish is a guy, honestly, I know, let's be honest, I mean, he's only done a few little things here in Ring of Honor as of late in their tapings, and I just kind of thought, well, you know, they're biding their time for the next feud, and I really didn't put two and two together, and I think this is awesome. I'm really looking forward to Bobby Fish being a part of the NXT roster. He's going to add a lot. Man, Sean, they're filling this NXT roster up. It seems like it's getting bigger and better as weeks come in. I mean, they kind of drained it a little bit, and now it seems like they're adding so much more talent. I mean, when Kyle O'Reilly eventually gets over here and joins up with NXT, think about that. We could have Red Dragon facing AOP.
Yeah, that would be amazing if they do get to come together. Now, officially, Bobby Fish, I think they're still trying to iron out a contract. So that's why you haven't seen WWE themselves go crazy with it. Well, I should check their Twitter before I say that. But the word going around is that he had already signed, and now they're having him show up on the NXT tapings. But we'll see. We'll see. Normally, WWE is all over this and already announcing that he's there and all that kind of stuff. But I don't see it, so
yeah,
I imagine they don't want to get announced too early.
Yeah, that's very true. They have their reasons for why they're not announcing it, but we'll announce it, just letting people know that Bobby Fish did show up at the NXT tapings, and we'll talk more about it when we have more information. We don't have enough in front of us to really give you a full detailed explanation of what's going on with him, but hey, that's super cool. But yeah, I was about to talk about WWE in India. That's right. There's some things about them with India, and there's some details that we want everybody to know. So, Sean, you want to run down a few of these details that people may want to know about that?
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about this before, I think, a couple weeks ago about how WWE had been planning a show in India. And so now it's going to be called WWE Sunday Dhamal, or Dhamal. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know how to say that. This is going to take the best wrestling from Raw and SmackDown and jam it into 2 hours on starting this Sunday on Sony Max, India's number one movie channel. And it's going to take... there's also, I think, going to be trivia contests and other stuff on the show. And it's also going to be on English in 10.1 and 10.1 HD. So that's kind of cool as well. And yeah, so officially that WWE show is there. It's now official and cool.
That's awesome. And India is a huge deal for WWE. They really want to put their mark there. And there's a very good reason for that, that big population that India has. And trust me, all the other wrestling promotions out there want to do the same thing, right? They all want to get their, you know, name in the hat for India and make their mark. And we saw Impact just try to do that, right? They've been trying to get their name out there. And by holding, like, I think 4 TV tapings, 3 or 4, and you know, I'm sure it's great. I don't think they got the response that they wanted completely, but I think at least they had some shows there. WWE, what they're doing now, of course, we talked about this in plenty about Jinder Mahal and what he's doing to help the company in India. But not only that, the work that Great Khali has done with WWE, all that stuff really helps them. So that's what this is all about, and I think it's definitely a great opportunity to, you know, really get WWE in an international format with India, where they kind of get to know more about what's going on over here in the States. But not only that, they can have their own show, right? And they can have their own stuff to where they can hang their hat on that and, you know, really find their own niche.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is great for India and WWE's wanting to do this, so it kind of helps let people know that that push for gender is not just in vain. They did have a reason for it, even though they didn't go visit India, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it about India and WWE. I just let you guys know that's kind of what's going on there, and really positive stuff. Besides that, that pretty much wraps up a lot of our big quick hits. Sean, is there anything else we wanted to kind of talk about before we move on?
Yeah,
to anything?
We have to go from a positive to a negative here, which really sucks. This is the latest update on Katsuyori Shibata from June 21st, which was on Wednesday, his Real Talk blog. This is being translated by Striga on Twitter. He is he also does the he's one of the guys that deals with that updates Cage Match. If you like using that website, he does the Eastern Lariat podcast for MLW, and also does things for PWI and Pure Love, and so this guy is everywhere. If you don't know who he is, so he's a very well-known source if you're on wrestling Twitter or just want to know that I'm not just speaking just crap here. This is a legit thing. So Katsuyori Shibata kind of updates us here and there. We find out a lot of things here about Shibata in that he's been going through a lot of treatments. It's a heavy burden on his body because it's sending wave currents to his injured areas, and there's no precedent for this. And there's also very few machines in Japan for what treatment they're giving him. He doesn't like really doing research on the illness because he gets desperate. It's an actual disorder that affects visibility of both his eyes. And it makes the visibility deficient by half of one side. It makes him wind up hitting walls and people because he can't see. And, you know, he doesn't want to quietly accept his fate. This actually hurts his eyes to be writing the diary that he is. And apparently, from the beginning of his career, he'd always done matches squinting because sometimes he would see double, which that's not good. Wow. And then he's had eye surgery 3 times due to this. And he just hopes that he wishes he could see better than he does right now. And that would be a win for him.
Wow. So, I mean, when it rains, it pours on poor Shibata. I mean, wow.
Just knowing that the guy has had to have 3 eye surgeries and can't really see, I mean, that's just... That sucks so bad.
That does. And the injury situation that has taken him away from wrestling, I mean, this is just, adds on to everything. And, you know, that's very, very difficult, especially for a guy that, you know, I think, he has a lot of pride and very much for a good reason, right? And we know in Japan, you know, honor and everything else that they really do hold true to their heart. You know, there's so much that's involved with that, and I think he just kind of feels like this is just kind of taking a hit on him. And, you know, I just wish the best with this guy. I just hate to hear this. This is just a sucky, sucky news, you know.
Yeah, certainly.
God, man. So, and we have nothing good to say after this, because my God, I mean, oh. Wow, maybe I should have saved the glow stuff till after that.
Maybe, so, yeah.
But you know what? I'll say this. You know, I will try to end this on a more positive note. You know, what's great. You know, what we can see here and say about that's what's going on with wrestling in general right now is there's so many great things if you're a wrestling fan to really pay attention to, right, Sean? I mean, WWE is expanding all the time. I mean, they've got several different shows you can watch that are different. You don't have to just get stuck with Raw or SmackDown. You can go watch NXT. It's different. It's not the same as those shows. You can go watch 205 Live if you want something that's a little bit different. And then, of course, you got the other stuff. But then not just them, but if you like some people over there on Impact, if you kind of dig some things over there, they still have a show. New Japan, I mean, you and Paul cover that so greatly. And, my God, I mean, that show has so many great matches tied to it, so many great things going on in New Japan. They're about to have their July 1st and July 2nd shows live in America, which is going to be freaking awesome. I cannot wait for that to take place. So that's something good. And Ring of Honor continually working on their talent, working on getting new things in place for, bigger and better things. So that's just what's great right now, right? Because even Ring of Honor, I mean, they've got an opportunity now. Sinclair and some of the acquisitions they made, they're going to be, even bigger when it comes to network TV and things like that, branding. So I think this is cool. And I think right now being a wrestling fan is really not bad. I mean, I know there's not exactly the wrestling boom that a lot of people, want to see happen again. But at least, man, Sean, if you want a certain thing, you can go find it. And it's not hard to find.
Yeah, it's not. And that's the beauty of wrestling right now, is that you can find pretty much whatever you want, and you have pretty much almost access to a lot of it. There's very, very few things that if you really want to get into that you don't have access to. So the Ryohu Archive is free and lets you just access any kind of Japanese wrestling outside of New Japan or Stardom or Wave or, DDT. But, aside from those four promotions where you have to pay for their streaming service, all the other stuff's free. If you want to watch Dragon Gate or Noah or Wrestle One, and you got the UK promotions and, WWE and NXT. And so, you got TNA or Impact, sorry, and ROH. So, I mean, and ROH is free on TV. You have to buy pay-per-views, but,
Yeah. I mean, and heck, even Lucha Underground, which maybe not everybody has El Rey, but you can find Lucha Underground in the places. Not only that, Netflix has the first two seasons. So if you've never even checked the show out, you can go to, Netflix and hop on and join the journey. And that's what's so great. And I know this may be a little hokey, but I was thinking about that. And the fact that, it's just getting so much to where it's not expensive. If you are paying a little money to watch wrestling, unless you're watching everything, then it could get pricey. But if you find something you like, you may be only paying $7.50 to $12 a month on a certain streaming service. Or you may be paying $20 to $30, but that's because you're getting several different streaming services when it comes to World of Wrestling, plus all the free stuff, So, I mean, this is a great time to be a big wrestling fan, and I just hope people take advantage of that and check out some of these other shows we talk about. We come in here week in and week out and say all these other promotions' names besides WWE. And I think sometimes people just say, okay, guys, get through that. I want to hear more about WWE. And that's fine. I totally get that. I was once one of those people. Trust me. Sean had to pull me out of the hole. I'm just going to watch WWE and that's it. And now that he has, and Paul, both those guys have pulled me into this whole realm of, there's more out there. Open your eyes. I am very much more happy, and I'm excited about some of these other things going on. So, I mean, I can't tell you, Sean, how excited I am about watching that July 1st and July 2nd show on Access TV. I know the first one's going to be available. I know the second one will be on New Japan World. So it's going to be so much fun. So just wanted to throw that out there, and that's a little bit better news. Hopefully that brought you out of the sadness that we talked about with Shibata. So.
Yeah, I mean, they'll also replay if you don't have access, they'll replay the night one on New Japan World. So, like me, I don't have access, so I have to wait till then.
Yeah. So, and that's all, once again, another avenue. You can watch it even though you don't have access, so that's so good. But yeah, I mean, that pretty much wraps up our quick hits this week. Once again, we are probably having a little shorter show here, but that's okay. Like I said, we have a lot of stuff we've got to talk about next week, and so that'll give you guys an opportunity to hear about some things and kind of some combo packages. One last thing we got to do, though, Sean, is we got to crown a superstar of the week. So I think we should go ahead and head over there and do that right after this, guys.
Superstar of the week.
All right, go for it.
All right. Well, let's jump into this thing head first and talk about the guy that's going to get our first point this week, and that is Aleister Black. Yeah, he had that big match with Cassius Ohno.
Yeah. This was we just talked about it on the NXT review. This was a really good match, and definitely you should go check it out.
For sure. I mean, that was one that you knew it was going to be good, but you weren't sure. And I think they did a knock-up job on that. They did excellent. So, for sure, if you're not going to watch NXT for any other reason this week, go check out the main event. We got 2 points heading over to Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe had a really good match with Roman Reigns on Raw.
Yeah, and, you know, it may not have ended the way that you wanted it to end if you are a Roman Reigns fan, but if you are a Samoa Joe fan, you just loved every second of him putting poor old Roman Reigns to sleep, right? I loved it. I was thrilled about it. We got 3 points flying over to the Usos.
Yeah, the Usos also, with New Day, even though they retained by countout, they had a very, very good match on the pay-per-view. Money in the Bank. Those two just worked really well together, so I'm excited to see what more they can do.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked about this on the Money in the Bank review when we did it, and really kind of were surprised that they had such a good match. And I was just, you know, really thrilled with both tag teams. Honestly, you know, if we wanted it, we could give the New Day just those 3 points as well and split them. But I think the Usos technically retained their belts, even though it was by count out. So they got to get the points. But both tag teams did great in that Money in the Bank match, at Money in the Bank, not the actual match itself. We'll give 4 points over to Mr. Nakamura.
Yes, Nakamura not only was in a starring role in the Money in the Bank ladder match, he also had a really good match with Dolph Ziggler on SmackDown as well, perhaps his best TV match.
Yeah, and you know, you got to love that Shinsuke Nakamura came out of this weekend and, of course, into the week with some momentum. We've been talking here and there about the fact that he hasn't been able to showcase really what Shinsuke does best. So now they're actually getting a little bit more into that, and that's really great news. 5 points. And the superstar of the week goes to Baron Corbin.
Yeah, Baron Corbin won about 4.5-star Money in the Bank ladder match that featured some tremendous moves and big spots. And, of course, the big spot with AJ and Nakamura that people are going to remember. But Baron Corbin wins, and hey, winning that Money in the Bank, that means a big deal.
That is a big deal. And I know,
unless your name's Carmella.
Yeah, I know, right? Which we didn't even put her on the list because, well, let's be honest, that was not the best thing. And not only that, they took it away from her. So, yeah. I really wish we could have been on here talking about the Women's Money in the Bank winner being our 5-point, you know, superstar of the week, but they didn't allow that to happen. But anyway, for Baron Corbin, I know there's people who are going to be hating on us and saying, why Baron Corbin? Oh, my God, you guys are so... you know, I'll say this. For what they did and for what Baron Corbin did on the Money in the Bank match itself and attacking Nakamura and all that, I think he did a good job, and I think he came out of this looking better than he has at points. And not only that, you got to give him love and respect for the fact that he did come out of that as victor, so... Sometimes, you know, it's the winners, right, that make history, and they actually get to write it at the same time. So there you go. Baron Corbin is our superstar of the week. I don't know if we'll be saying that very much and very often, but I think for this week and for the fact that there wasn't a lot of other big shows or big matches going on this week, you got lucky a little bit, Baron Corbin, but you did a good job. Well, Sean, that is our show. And once again, I want to tell everyone, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know it's a little bit quicker of a show, but we want to have a lot more discussions next week. And we gave you some of the biggest news topics that we're going to conclude this week with. So we will be having a lot more great content for you coming up this next week on episode 253, part one on Tuesday on the download, and Friday you'll get part two on the download. And of course, don't forget to go check out all the great review shows that we have to offer you guys. Make sure you go subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, go search out Wrestling to the Max. And hey, if you love the W2M Network, make sure you go subscribe there as well. The W2M Net family is all represented there. We hope you go check out the website as well. Also for womanmania.com, got to give them love. And yeah, I think that's pretty much all the other stuff. Sean, anything you want to throw out to people before we get out of here?
Go check out what the Robinson Broadcasting people do. They provide you guys with some great entertainment stuff. That, of course, you got the source material. We talked about comic books. They did Poison Ivy this week. The Cars 3 review from Mark Radlich and Robert Winfrey on the Damn You Hollywood. And, of course, they even went not so metal on the Metal Hammer doing reviewing the newest Nickelback album. Yes, they still make albums.
Wow.
Feed the Machine if you want to go find it, Gary. And yeah, it's also we got a new podcast, Shooting the Shiznit, from Will Brian Trammell. Of course, he's wrestled before. He's been a commentator before. And of course, he finds great guys in wrestling like Dylan Hales, who's very popular on wrestling Twitter and also a promoter and a commentator himself to talk with, and also does countdown shows and the special shows. I mean, so that they're like 30 minutes long, so it's not very a long time for you to sit there and listen. Great listen if you want to check that out. So just wanted to give those few plugs. Of course, a soccer show, if you are into that, American soccer, and even world soccer, as we're doing the Confed Cup right now, and then Gold Cup when that comes around. Make sure you check that out. And yeah, so you know, a lot there. It's a smorgasbord of different stuff for you there on that W2M Network. A backlog busting project's coming back, so we should have the video games podcast before you know the end of the week. So much stuff there for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, make sure you go subscribe, because that's the way you get all that content without having to go and, you know, oh, man, I've got to find out what Sean said. What was that other show he said? And, you know, if you go subscribe at W2M Net, or the network, excuse me, W2M Network on wherever you find your podcast, that'll get you all that content. You don't have to worry about searching out things. And make sure you go and check out those shows Sean mentioned. Trust me, they are worth your time. We don't just throw any show on the network. I want to make that known. We don't just go and say, oh, you want to put your show? Oh, here you go. No. Sean actually vets this whole process, goes and interviews the people that have those podcasts, talks to them, listens to their shows, understands what they have to offer the network, and then they get placed on or maybe rejected. And not that we want to be mean, but sometimes there are shows out there that just don't fit our network. So make sure you understand that. We do take a lot of time in that, and Sean makes sure that those are well vetted. So there you go, guys. Well, once again, I appreciate you for checking us out. Please come check us out next week. I am Gary Vaughn, and he is Sean Garmer, and we will see you guys down the road.
Later, everybody.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.